Bill says, and it integrates with Siri.
Oh, Jesus. You know, I just finished watching the Batman Lego movie.
Yes.
And it just made me so angry that Siri was so helpful in that movie, but yes. She is like just a f***ing joke.
Pewter.
Here.
Pewter. We saw that.
Yeah, let me do that.
We Hang saw on. That this weekend with the kids.
Hey, Pewter.
Welcome home, sir. I have your rom-coms queued up, sorted by decade.
Let me do another one. Hey, Pewter.
I am at your service, Lego Batman, sir.
One more time. I'll do it as Lego Batman. Hey, Pewter.
Hello, sir. Alfred is on the 17th floor, caulking the tiles in the second bathroom of the fifth master bedroom.
I'm definitely putting this at the beginning of the episode.
That's See, awesome. Dashie does well because she was paid to do that. Freaking diva star. She's in a movie. She thinks she owns everything.
This is episode 210 on June 1st, 2017.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
And
Matt, you're fired.
And joining us today, we have Mark.
Oh, I'm Mark Sadowski.
Yeah, Mark Sadowski and Dave Podner. So we have, as they would say in golf, a foursome. How are you guys doing?
The couch is full.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the fullness.
A little too full.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, today is going to be
Hold on. U-Haul guys. Yeah, just right where the shaggy haired guy is. Yeah. Okay. Barely. All right, go on, guys.
Today is not going to be your typical typical show. We have some news and
sad news.
It's news you can use.
News you can use. Today is going to be just a little bit different. We're not going to talk a whole lot about iPhone photography. We're going to talk about the other stuff.
For that one guy that gave that one star review, it's not going to be about canoeing either. Yeah. In fact, we're fixing that problem.
We can't guarantee that there won't be talk of canoeing or kayaking.
That's right.
You know what, Matt? I'm going to talk about extra kayaking and canoeing and all that fun stuff just for you, man.
Okay.
Today is we're announcing that Matt, our wonderful co-host, is going to be stepping back from the show and giving up his seat for the foreseeable future to pursue other things. Well, okay, he's going to take a break, but we brought Dave and Mark on the show bring everybody together to talk to everybody.
Well, as the executive producer and owner of the podcast, I had to fill out the paperwork. So yeah. I might as well stick out for the, you know.
Yeah.
And we have to share Matt's seat now.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I forever will have the seat number 3.
And Dave can sit on your lap.
Oh, I mean, he's going to have seat number 2 for the foreseeable future. So, you know, he can only sit on my lap today. That's it.
Oh, good. Okay. We'll make this an extra special episode then.
Greg's in the chat going, what? Oh, we had Greg was in the chat when we went live and we said something as like, oh, spoiler. He's like, wait, what? because he wasn't really paying attention to us.
All right, so Matt, you've been, you are one of the founding fathers of this podcast.
That's right.
Back in 1995, when we started this podcast, we set out to change the world. Unfortunately, the iPhone hadn't been invented, so we had to really skip a little on those episodes. But when it finally got invented and finally, you know, took a picture worth a damn, you know, we three, it was me, you, and some other guy. he's not here. He's not listening. I kid, actually. It was me, Keith Tharp, and Matt that started the show. And my God, we've been going five years solid.
Yeah.
At least, I think.
No, it was 5 years, in January, February?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, solid being a relative term, by the way. But all right, so
this has been the most consistent podcast you've ever been a part of.
You know what? That's the funniest thing you could say, because it's been me who's been starting and producing and doing all this podcast work, and I've been the laziest SOB when it comes to doing my own podcasts. But hey, I find the talent and let them do the work, and I take all the glory. like a good producer should do, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So before we give Matt the microphone, I wanted to share the story of how I found Matt. And so when I came up with the idea of Tiny Shutter, I came up with the idea for doing the podcast. The name Tiny Shutter isn't actually my idea. Keith came up with the idea, and we just went with it because Tiny Shutter sounded better than Little Lens, which was my idea. Yeah.
Thank goodness for Keith.
Yeah. But we needed a third seat to balance things out. And the way I determined this is by randomly finding a photographer on Instagram that had photographed at the basin in New Hampshire in the White Mountains. And I liked his photos enough that I'm like, hey, do you want to be on a show? And I think you were – back then we were doing another show called The Lens Wipe. And you guys will – newbies will hear me reference that along with a lot of shame and embarrassment. But in actuality, Lens Wipe is something that I regret ending. But at the time it was – you know, it was a comedy photography podcast, which – doesn't really blend well, which is part of the reason why it ended.
It lacked focus and direction.
Yes, it did. But that was our selling point. I swear to God, I'm going to make that happen again.
Yes.
So we brought Matt on for a couple episodes, and then everything worked out. He had a very great dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
And it was just absolute gold. And so we kept him and locked him in the basement. And now his indentured servitude is over, and he wants to pursue other photography avenues. I think he wanted to become an a-hole photographer. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Astrophotographer. No, I kid. That one... I thought of that joke today in the parking lot. I'm like, oh, that would be funny.
No, I actually bought the training course for that.
Right on. But so that's the origin story of how I found Matt is through a random hashtag on Instagram.
And I thought I just showed up on your doorstep. It was cold and hungry.
That's... what the, you know, that's kind of the brainwashing after all these years kind of made you think, but it's all hashtags, dude.
Instagram wins again.
That's the only time it won. Instagram has gone downhill from there. I can't find any co-hosts now on Instagram. They all moved to LinkedIn.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I guess 5 years, man, it just doesn't seem like it's been that long yet at the same time.
Shut up, Joe. It feels like it's been 5 years. We've been doing this. Feels like we've been doing this podcast for 10 years sometimes.
Oh, cool. So, Matt.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thanks for, being a co-host. It's been...
I didn't have a choice. No, I'm kidding. No, this is definitely bittersweet. It's just something I've been thinking about for a while. It's not that, like, having this one night free a week is going to, like, totally change my life or give me so much more free time or anything. It's just I'm not putting the time that needs to be put into this show. I just have a lot of other distractions, I guess. So I feel like I'm shortchanging the show, and I think maybe a fresh voice will definitely breathe some new life into the show. So I know, Dave is going to do an awesome job there. And I do have some other things I want to do, and I'm still, passionate about iPhone photography, but it's lately been taking a little bit of a backseat for me. So I just don't feel like at this point in time I'm bringing like the passion and enthusiasm to the show that I should be. So I'm doing this for the listeners. We'll say that.
Good call. Good call. And it's not like Matt's completely going away. Anywhere. He's going to be filling in occasionally. For example, if any one of us needs to take a break, Matt will jump in and fill in the gap to be a special guest host here and there. And if he has anything that he wants to promote, he is more than welcome to come back and pay for his advertising slot.
That's right.
I say, Matt, you got to start promoting your new podcast, right? Great Paddles about kayaking the Great Lakes.
I don't know about that.
You know what, dude? I'd listen to it.
That's right.
I would have to get out a lot more in the kayak to make a podcast.
It's an audio podcast. Just have some sound effect water, and you're good.
Greg says, yeah, up the true. Creek without a paddle.
Yeah, I can model it after like a PBS like podcast, or like an NPR podcast where they kind of throw all those little sound effects, not sound effects, but like the atmospheric sounds. So you kind of get the sense of where you are.
White noise, or not white
noise. Yeah, I can show you all, the all the ins and outs of the soundboard, the magic of the soundboard. For example, here's some nature I have. Oh my God, it's like we're right outside.
Barely.
It's and here's another one that let's see, another sound effect. Let's do this one. Oh my God! It's like we're at PBS Studios. It's wonderful. It's oh my God! I can smell the coffee in the air and the thick rimmed glasses and the turtleneck sweaters. It's wonderful. And how about this one?
Huge tracts of land.
Oh, the biggest.
Oh, it's funny. Greg said that your podcast is going to be called Up the Creek Without a Paddle.
No, but I always have a paddle, sometimes two paddles.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, we, you know, this, when Matt first told me that he, you know, he was thinking about this, I was thinking, you know what, that's, I wasn't surprised. And
you were thinking, good riddance.
Oh, no.
It's about time. I've been waiting for him to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. The last thing, you know, we want is, you know, is somebody to leave the show be out of desperation and, you know, feeling burned out, you know, and or anything like that with any activity, whether it's podcast, photography, you know, sports. You know, people can go and then, you know, burn themselves out. But, you know, Matt is, you know, is definitely going to be back and, you know, filling in. He's going to be, you know, people are going to be looking for when Matt's going to be on the show and like, oh, yeah, I want to listen to that one. That one's going to be awesome. You know, type thing. Like, oh, yeah, it's just Joe. But,
You're not taking my depressing. All right, you take that back.
Okay, I'm sorry. but you know, we want to, you know,
I could fire you too, and I could get Greg McMillan in the chat room to fill in your spot.
Freedom. No, I'm just kidding. Oh no! So you know this. You know, it was a, you know, it was one of those things. I was like, oh, darn it. But, you know, we're backing Matt 100%. And, you know, he's not getting out of this too easily. But, yeah. But, you know, that also brought up something else. You know, we were thinking, you know, who could be, you know, second chair and come in and, you know, start, you know, doing some stuff. And we thought, hey, what about Dave? Dave put out a nice video last week while we were gone.
Let me, I got to intervene with this one because this has been a running theme ever since I started the Lenswipe podcast. And that is, you know, just when all hope is lost, there is always another Skywalker. this has been true for God knows how long. I've been podcasting where we would be doing the show with the regular crew. Now, back when I started podcasting, it was with Mon Byrne, who has been on this show a few times, old podcasting buddy of mine. And then there was another photographer out west is. Yeah. Blake Dieters, who's a phenomenal photographer, art photographer. And we were doing the show for a while. And then, you know, one person, you know, leaves. But it just so happened there was always somebody in the chat room or somebody who was, you know, emailing that would just be very enthusiastic. And it's like, let's give that guy a try. And it would always happen. It's almost like clockwork where, you know, the one person kind of sticks out of the crowd and it got to the point where it's like, oh, man, does that mean somebody's going to leave? Sure enough, yeah. That's exactly what it meant. So I'm drawing a blank here because I'm thinking about the lens wipe. Dave, so when you started to do really well – on these podcasts when you and I co-hosted when these two yahoos had to do their thing,
the basement episode.
That's right. Diamond Club represent. So you know, it was things like that. It's like, oh, Matt's gonna leave. I should you not have that went through my mind.
Would you disappoint you?
Yeah, dude, right on schedule. but it's all good because
I hate to keep anyone waiting.
So when you made your text message, I don't know if you noticed, but I was on top of that real quick to give you a phone call. It's like, hey, what was the actual text message?
Something like, what would you guys say if I said I wanted to stop doing the podcast or something?
Yeah, I'm like, just call me.
Yeah.
And it was all good. And
I'm not sure why I phrased it that way, because, like, you know, if you guys would have been like, well, we would say, no, don't do that. And I just would have been like, well, too bad.
And let's face it, you kind of dropped clues along the way as well, off the air, not on the air, because that would be unprofessional and we would have fired you. I'm just kidding. But I think this is going to be really good. And the things that, you know, when we talked about in our conversations here, ideas that you wanted to pursue and things, I can't wait to see what you do, whether it's for your personal career or, you know, if you have other creative endeavors. I absolutely want to be in the front row seat, because, Matt, you have been like just like one of the most talented outdoor photographers that I've seen. And, you know, it's I'm in awe of the landscapes that you're able to take. The places that you've gone to have been fascinating. Even the places that are, you know, what others would consider mundane, you make them look spectacular with your photo editing skills. It's you could have gone so many different avenues, but you chose to stay with us, and we anchored you down like a parasite on, you know. I'm kidding. That part was a joke.
I mean, if I had a nickel for all the other podcasts that were clamoring to have me come on, but I said, no, it's Tiny Shutter or nothing.
Yeah. And you regret that mistake every day. But in all seriousness, dude, you are an incredible photographer with the iPhone and with, you know, whatever gear you have. And I can't wait to, you know, I'm following your feeds everywhere. Every move you make, every step you take, I'll be watching you.
He'll be stalking you. Yeah.
It does feel that way.
It's called social media.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. I think they were a little over the top, but I do appreciate it.
Nonsense, dude. Like, again, you've heard me blabber about, you know, how I would have loved to have you do those video tutorials on your iPhone editing skills, and I'm still holding you to that. I'll never shut up. But, you know, maybe now you'll have the time to do it.
No pressure there.
No pressure. But no, seriously, like, you know, you're really, really talented, and I can't wait to see what you come up with. And, you know, all the success to you, man. I can't wait to see what your next adventure is that's not your day job.
Yes. Yeah. Actually, funny thing, too, is that that could possibly change as well.
Oh, hey. Look at that. Yeah. Look, I didn't want to jinx everything. I'm just, you know, I'm just celebrating your off time. All right.
Anyway, I do have something in mind that I want to do creatively with photography. So hopefully I could get that off the ground and do some fun stuff. And then once I'm doing that, I'll share that.
Cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good.
Whose dog is that? Is that
mine? That would be mine, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. It's the new ambient sound that is coming onto the podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's my drop board. That's what it is. Yeah, my soundboard making that noise. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting tingly.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that one in a long time.
Yeah, I pulled out all the old stuff for Matt.
Well, cool. Yeah, we as a community, are going to stand behind Matt, and we'll miss him being on the show every week, but he's not going away, and you can't get out of that too easily, unless you went off the grid. But we'd hunt you down.
Ohio's, it doesn't matter. Anyway,
Ohio's not a big place, so we can find you. at the same token, we want to welcome Dave, because Matt called Dave and asked him, "Hey, man, do you want to be a part of the podcast?" He's been on before. He does other stuff. He's a big contributor to our community. And Dave said, "Sure, why not? I'll do it." No, I don't know what the conversation was, but
Dave. Well, I mean, after I, made sure Matt passed along that I would only do it for triple his salary, of course.
That's right.
Yeah, and then he put the phone down, and I heard him yell, "Ruth, get out the champagne! Big news!" It was a pretty interesting phone call. I liked it.
And then you found out exactly what Matt makes.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
And we tripled it.
Oh, yeah. So, Dave has put videos. It was funny because last week when I couldn't make the show. I was just slammed. I did almost 70 hours last week for work. And so I called Matt. I said, "Matt, I can't do the show tonight. We're just going to have to skip this week." And so I put it on Facebook and said, "Sorry, we're not going to have a show, but maybe Dave might be able to, put a video together." And he's like, "Oh, the pressure's on." So he delivered. We had a video on Clip. Is that the name of the app?
Yeah, the app, Apple Clips.
Apple Clips, thank you.
Yeah, I think it's officially just Clips, but it's the official one from Apple.
That's cool. And I watched it. I was like, man, that's cool. And so I'm gonna have to dig it out of my folder on my phone and actually use it. So, you can find that on Facebook. We need to get that actually on the YouTubes. And so yeah. you'll need
to. I tried to upload it to my YouTube and I kept on having errors.
Yeah, that's because I already complained about it being copyrighted. now that you've signed on with us,
it's all good now.
it's all ours now.
I think with Dave doing these videos, we can definitely get those up onto our YouTube channel and post them on Facebook. And so, I would like for it to get beyond Facebook, because we have a lot of listeners that don't participate in Facebook. And so if we say, "Hey, Dave put out a new video," or "Mark put out a video," we announce it on the show and say, "Go to our YouTube channel and check it out, subscribe to it." And you don't have to wait for us to announce it. You'll see it when it's uploaded.
And speaking of subscriptions, I got to say, this past few weeks, I've noticed a huge uptick in our Facebook group. And
yes.
I got to say that it's really awesome hearing everybody, jumping in to share photos and everything. And so I'm really happy about that. Now we got to translate those people to listeners.
Yes.
Yeah, I probably approve at least between 5 and 10 people a day, it seems lately.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. And I watch you approve 5 and 10 people a day.
It's like, there's somebody. Oh, it's already been approved.
Yeah. And
Yeah, so it's really cool seeing everybody participate, and it's been really cool because, you know, we have people naturally coming into the Facebook group, you know, looking for Facebook groups, and then catching the show, or some people coming in from our YouTube channel and catching the show, and, you know, it all branches in and it all branches outward, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
Really happy with the Tiny Shutter community.
Yeah. Yeah, we have 840 members right now.
All right. How many subscribers do we have on our channel? I got to check that out real quick. Quick, fill airtime.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, while Mark's looking that up, I'm going to throw a curveball at Matt and ask him to go through our weekly photo challenge and pick a winner. So I'm going to give him a little bit of time. He's got to look that up.
And while he's looking that up, I can proudly say that we have 821 subscribers on our YouTube channel.
Ooh.
That is awesome.
And I haven't done shit lately.
Chop, chop.
You know what? Now that I've settled into the new job, I definitely am going to put up some new videos. That previous gig was just, man, took it a lot out of me.
Well, that's the other thing that people need to realize is that, you know, we're doing this on our hours that we're not doing our job or being with our family or doing recreational stuff. And, you know, it is a huge commitment to do this once a week. You know, a lot of podcasts, they're lucky if they do it once a month, let alone once a week. But then you have other people that, you know, that their main job is to do podcasts, and they'll do it, you know, four or five times a week plus other podcasts. And so, you know,
and they have no kids and no no mortgage and yeah so
but you know, it is
a suck huge, it up one stars.
Yeah, it is a huge commitment. And you know, to go 5 years, you know, I know there's podcasts that I've listened to that I was like, oh, this is a great podcast, and they do like 10 episodes and then they're done. Life gets in the way, or they ran out of ideas, or, you know, they just got burned out. And
yeah, there was a couple good ones that I listened to that didn't last very long. Like, oh God, there was one called The Meatloaf. That was pretty cool. Another one was Casual Photography. That one was really good.
I couldn't get into those podcasts.
It was a little bit different. I'll give you that. But Meatloaf wasn't bad. It had some funny moments. And the Casual Photography did pretty well, but I think they kind of bit off more than they could chew.
Well, see, I guess the names of those podcasts misled me a little bit. The Meatloaf, I thought, was going to be like a cooking show.
Yeah.
And then Casual Photography, I thought, would have more of like a hipster, like coffee shop vibe to it.
Which would require hipsters and coffee shops.
I mean, at the time, that's what I was looking for. I don't know.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what? That probably would have made it good. You know what else would have made it good? Content.
Oh, that's
awesome. We've known that for 5 years and have yet to do anything about that.
Dude, one day I'll bring the lens wipe back.
Oh,
one day.
If you do, you better hit me up. I'll make time for that.
That's right.
You know, it's funny because I've been playing with this for like trying to figure out how to make a good comedy about photography, which is which one would think it shouldn't be that hard. There's plenty of crap going on.
That's right.
But when I started to do the lens wipe, I realized one thing, and that's a lot of photographers do not have a sense of humor. Like, at all. They have I got to say that, like, our listeners, I'm very confident in saying that we're very cool, very, very laid back, and have a sense of humor, because otherwise you wouldn't listen to the show. back in the Lenswipe days, like, Lenswipe had a small audience, but it was a very, like, very cool, devoted audience. I would have to say, like, at the height of the show, we would have, like, probably 3,000, like, solid listeners. But those people got the joke, and it was so much fun to say the jokes. But for those 3,000 listeners, only X amount were actually vocal. There were a ton of people that were vocal about how it was not funny.
I'll tell you how I found the Lenswipe. I had found Camera Campus, which was Keith's podcast, and you went on there, and it was like, yeah, because I kept seeing in the selection of photography podcasts, I saw Lenswipe. And I was just like, Lenswipe, why would, I was like, I'll check it out one day. And, but it happened to be that you went on to Keith's podcast and was talking about it. I was like, all right, I'll go listen to it. And I started laughing. And it was one of those things, because I think it was at that point that you started having, that Blake left and you started having Keith on as the third, sort of the third chair. And then it kind of snowballed. It went from Lenswipe to the Meatloaf, and then Tiny Shutter picked up. And I had started coming onto the Lenswipe a little bit, and we kept talking about the iPhone, and kept saying, "Oh yeah, went out and took pictures, but I only took it with my iPhone." And then we really started getting into talking about the iPhone, and that kind of was the inception of the Tiny
Making
Shutter.
Making its own show.
Yeah.
All right, so first came Lenswipe, then came Tiny Shutter. Meatloaf and all those other wackiness happened much later, to give you the timeline. I remember it. I birthed them.
Yeah.
they came from me.
the pain. Oh, sorry.
you're not wrong. It was one of those things where it's like, man, we keep talking about it. We might as well make it its own show. And so we did. And at that point, Tiny Shutter, in a very quick, like, few months, just killed Lenswipe.
Yeah.
As far as like listeners go,
because we were doing two shows a night.
Yeah,
it was like Tiny Shutter first, and then the Lenswipe.
Right, and then it was like, time is of the essence. Things are starting to like really get serious with life. There was around that time, I got married.
Yeah.
You were doing stuff with family. Matt, you were familying as well. We can make that a verb. we needed to shake things up, because both podcasts were suffering. Lenswipe was becoming less funny, if you could believe that. And Tiny Shutter was taking a hit, and it was like, for the few people that enjoy Lenswipe, there's just so many people that are complaining about it that it's like, All right, I get it. Photographers don't get the joke. So we just kind of put that off to like a one a month deal. And then it just kind of, slowed kind of like a death crawl until we took a gun and shot it in the head. metaphorically. We didn't actually use a gun. Although I do remember toilet paper for some reason. Anyway, another story. And so we focused on Tiny Shutter. And a lot of those listeners from Lenswipe actually made the jump to Tiny Shutter. And then, you know, we just flowed from there. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, wow, I really do miss the old stuff. But I don't want to go back to doing the old stuff because when people complain about it, and they will, I want to be ready for it. I want to have like that thick skin to be ready for it, saying, yeah, we are making fun of you. Deal with it. And I mean, after show. Stay tuned. Okay. Hot takes. But yeah, God, where were we? You were going to pick the winner,
yes,
right?
Let's go ahead.
Joe, just stop changing the subject so much. You know how much I just go on these.
Let me play this.
Post pick of the week.
All right, Matt.
You were serious, huh?
I was serious. So he's going to go through and start looking. No, do you need some more time?
I could do that.
Okay, good. So this, this week, so the last 2 weeks we had the color architecture week, the challenge to find to get people to go out and do take pictures of architecture. Now, typically, like I said on the last episode, typically the architecture that I take is black and white, mainly because it gets rid of, you know, some crazy colors that may get in the way or take away from the image, and it kind of focuses in on the structure or the whatever you're taking. So we did black and white the previous weekly photo challenge and decided this time to do color. How many submissions did we get? We got a lot. It seemed like there was
20 some.
Yeah. Yeah. We had, I kept seeing, little notices saying, oh, another comment, because we put them in the comments of the challenge, and I'd look and it'd be another architecture image. So we got some good ones. So Matt, go ahead and let us know which one you picked.
Okay. Yeah, this was a fun one because it's cool to see like different styles of buildings from kind of all over the world, really. You know, there's some photos in here from Germany and Australia, and some other places that I don't even know exactly where they are. But that's pretty cool. and then there's like buildings that I just really would never have thought to take a picture of for whatever reason, just because it seems mundane, but it's really not. Like Dave Podner had a pretty cool picture of a rest stop along the turnpike in Ohio, actually. He invaded my state recently. But and that was a pretty cool picture. So it kind of like opened my eyes a little bit that I need to kind of be looking out for these neat things and, you know, making more pictures instead of just going, yeah, it's, you know, it's just a rest stop and passing it by or whatever. It's actually a pretty cool picture that he took. It's not my winner though. Sorry, Dave. My winner this week is Greg McMillan. It's the second post in the in the comments. It's a chapel at a local cemetery, straightened and screw it. And I just love this picture for a variety of reasons. One, I think it really focuses on like the architecture, even though you can't see the whole chapel, you kind of get a sense for the style of it. because he's kind of focused in on the details of the door and the two windows on the side. So that kind of, to me, kind of fits the challenge a little better than like a more like wide shot, like a cityscape kind of shot. And then I also like the fact that the colors in it are just awesome. Like, I posted in this challenge and I really kind of like took the like a cheap like kind of cheater way out. Like, you know, we said no black and white, it had to be color, but I pretty much picked like the most monotone piece of architecture that I could find in my town and photograph that. And then even in my editing, I even kind of edited the photo in a way that made it, you know, even more, I guess, really more duotone. It's pretty much like white and like a bluish gray color. You know, it's like you were saying, you know, you think about architectural photography and you think black and white. And for some reason, so do I. I don't know like why that is, but I just do. But, you know, Greg's picture really shows that, you know, there's some really cool color if you're looking for it. He's got this like teal blue door with this orangish, looks like stained glass windows at the top. And just that red brick really is like the complementary color of that teal blue door. So I just think it's awesome. And then, you know, vignettes to me are either awesome or really distracting, but I like this vignette because it really focuses you on the door in the center of the picture. And I like the symmetry as well. Like in architectural photography, I just like symmetry.
Nice. Yeah, very good. Dave, what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, and I agree with Matt there, especially the contrast between the teal door and the brick there, and actually the vignette kind of, especially since it was shot at a cemetery, it almost feels like it belongs more than like a bright, cheery picture should be.
Yes. Mark, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a great photo. I think it's a super photo. I think it's the best photo we've ever had.
I was going to say, I think the Instagram account for Greg McMillan is it Red Door Photos or something like that? And I was expecting to see a red door, but the tealish green actually is fitting, especially in contrast to the red brick. So,
hey, can somebody post the post pick of the week in the chat room so that
Greg can see it?
Oh, there's a couple people asking.
Yeah, we'll get it in there.
TJC asked for it, so I hear you. So it's coming.
So congratulations, Greg, on being our post pick of the week. If you guys want to participate, we have a pin post that we put. That's a lot of peas right there. We have a pin post that we put at the top of our Facebook group, and go on there, click. You can participate and be able to add or comment or ask questions about, you know, how did somebody get it? Where did they, get the images at? And, so it's a good way to interact. And so I highly encourage that. Also, go back and look at some of our previous weekly photo challenges. You'll see a lot of awesome images, some posts that were put in that are very inspirational. That's one thing I really love about this group. And so, and then you also find the ones that the challenges that bombed that, you know, we chose were like, hey, let's choose this one. And then hardly anybody participates. We're like, yeah, but you know, that's part of the group. So, all right. Does anybody have a a challenge that they want to put forth, since we really didn't have a topic? Is there anything that you guys thought, hey, you know, let's do this, we haven't done this for a while? Or
in honor of our esteemed colleague, I think outdoors should be the next challenge.
Oh, I thought you were going to say quitting.
Sorry, but if that was loud in your ear. I like that. Let's do that. We'll do outdoors. I think being that it is the first day of June, outdoors is a good suggestion. What about you, Dave?
Bill in the chat room says, doors leading out. Huh? There you go. That's what we call the joke coming full circle.
Oh. What were you going to say, Dave?
No, outdoors. Like I said, this time of year, well, except for our listeners in Australia, and I don't think it's that cold down there yet.
Yeah. Winter time.
Don't they have that ozone layer problem? That'll shoot enough heat down there. They're fine.
Oh, that's awesome.
With everybody in Australia, with everything, literally everything ready to kill you, I don't think the cold is much of an issue.
No, I highly doubt they notice. They don't even notice heat or cold.
Yeah.
They don't feel it anymore. They try to survive.
They're just so focused on trying to stay alive.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Absolutely. That is the truth.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and play this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. You can find me on different places. Oh, I know. Instagram, I am, and Twitter at M Hoffman Photo.
Awesome.
I sold another license on IM.
Nice.
That's ooh. Awesome.
Very cool. Mark, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
You could find me on the other side of the Tiny Shutter spectrum. You could find our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TinyShutter, or you could find me on Instagram. I am simply Mark Sadowski.
Awesome. Dave, thank you for coming aboard, and I'm looking forward to our adventure together. Where can people find you?
Yeah, thanks for the invite, and hopefully I won't crash and burn too hard. Pretty much, I would say
close. We have a scale.
Is Instagram or Twitter at ProfPod.
All right. Very cool. Well, you can find me, Joseph Ferreira, on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find links to our show notes, our Facebook group, our YouTube channel, all sorts of things by going to tinyshutter.com and look for links there. Also, like I said before, if you have not joined our Facebook group, this is where we have a majority of our interactions. A lot of our posts are put there. People ask questions, post different articles. You know, there's a lot of things that we don't see that's happening in the world of iPhonography. But with the many people that we have in our community, they tend to bring it to us, and we get to see all that, all those sorts of things. But also, it's a great way to meet new people and to get inspiration for the type of work that's being posted in our group. So I highly recommend it. All right, guys, I think we have ourselves a show.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I agree.
Thanks, Matt, for what you've done for Tiny Shutter, and we look forward to having you back and filling in, and you know, the adventures that will ensue. Really appreciate what you've done, man.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me all this time. And yeah, this is, like I said earlier, bittersweet for sure. And I definitely will come back on whenever the opportunity presents itself.
I got to say, I'm very happy that Tiny Shutter is the longest running iPhone photography podcast on the web. Suck it, Frederick Van. With your little seasons. Yeah, they have that. I, you know, their smartphone photographer. Blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? We've been doing it first. We may not have been doing it the best. But numbers matter.
All right.
Episodes. Not necessarily the audience. So
we don't hold any animosity towards any show. We hope that one will take off too.
Take off, right? Get out of here.
Speaking of, all right, Matt, why don't you say goodbye to everybody?
All right, everybody. Bye bye.
No. Hey, turn that off. Dave, say goodbye to everybody.
that quick with the replacement. Night, everybody.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
Remember, it's better to tell the truth.
And that's no lie. Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
But first, let me take a selfie.
This place is dead anyway, man.
In shape.
Boo!
There we go. See how long that
trick goes. Your behavior is completely inappropriate.